Back now with Day to Day and a weather update. It's summer, so that means
heat and fire and floods. Kansas and Oklahoma are still waterlogged. It's been raining there for weeks. It's especially messy in Coffeyville, Kansas. A flash flood there released 42,000 gallons of oil into the flooded city. Fire Captain Mike Mansfield says things are finally starting to settle down.
The river that caused the flooding, it actually is receding. At one of the highest points, it was 30.5 feet. Right now, it's approximately 21 feet. They're expecting it to be back inside the flood stage, I believe, tomorrow at 18 feet.
Lots of rain in Texas, too. The wet weather there comes after years of severe drought. Last year was one of the driest on record. Texan farmers had a hard time watering their crops. This year, it's been so wet, they can't even harvest some of them. Travis Miller teaches agriculture at Texas A&M University.
The ranchers are happy. You never find a rancher that's dissatisfied with getting a rain, but the field crop producers and the people harvesting hay are not real happy with the situation.
We could use a little bit of that water here in Los Angeles. It's been really hot and the driest year ever for L.A. Only 3.2 inches of rain have fallen this year. The yearly average is 15 inches. We've already had a number of fires here in Southern California. Up north, Lake Tahoe is still recovering from a fire that destroyed 250 homes.
And fire season still has months to go.